ladies and gentlemen, to Soothe to Sleep Stories, Day 48, where we are reading through the Bible in a year, and I'm sharing it with you in a soft-spoken or whispered manner. My goodness, 48 days, 2 days from the number 50, which is the number of Jubilee. There's something very special about the number 50. So, we are almost there on day 48, just as important to be with the Lord on the real big days and the real small days and the real drudgery days. So I'm glad you're here. And before we begin, in Exodus chapter 36, verses 31 through chapter 38, verse 20, and the Gospel of Mark chapter 7, then concluding with God calling eventide portion, let's pray. Dear Adonai, Elohim, Heavenly Father, I just come before you and I thank you again. Thank you for your treasure chest of life you've given to us to sustain us. Not only to sustain us, but to help us become victorious as we walk out our lives, our destinies, our purposes, and our plans. Lord, I know the enemy also has a purpose and a plan for our lives. I pray that your purpose and plan for our lives prevail. I thank you for stirring up the spirit of discernment, where we will know the counterfeit from the real, and we will hear your voice above all other voices and do your will, that we don't fear man, but we fear you, O God. I thank you for this amazing revival that's happening in Asbury, Lord. People are just waiting on you. I've seen the pictures of your glory cloud, and I want to be there so badly. But I know that a woman swears to her own hurt, meaning a woman keeps her word, as Papa Hagen taught us, with what your word says. That would not be honoring you if I broke my commitments to go there when I haven't finished my commitments where I am right now. So I pray that the revival goes on and on and on, and eventually I'll be able to get over there when I'm done with my commitments here. But please be with all of them. Help them steward your glory. Help them to enter your rest. There's no stress in your glory. There's no sickness. There's no death in your glory. Help them pace their bodies so they can rest when they need it. Bring the laborers, Lord, for your harvest is ripe. I will get there as soon as my commitments are done here, if you want me to. Or, if your revival is going to spread where I am, great. We are ready, Lord. Let your glory cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. In Jesus' name I pray, by the power of your sweet Holy Spirit. Amen. Exodus chapter 36, verses 31 through 38. Then he made bars of acacia wood, 5, for the boards of one side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the other side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the tabernacle for the rear side to the west. He made the middle bar to pass through in the center of the boards from end to end. He overlaid the boards with gold, and made their rings of gold as holders for the bars, and overlaid the bars with gold. Moreover, he made the veil of blue and purple and scarlet material, and fine twisted linen. He made it with cherubim, the work of a skillful workman. He made 4 pillars of acacia for it, and overlaid them with gold, with their hooks of gold. And he cast 4 sockets of silver for them. He made a screen for the doorway of the tent of blue and purple and scarlet material and fine twisted linen, the work of a weaver. And he made its 5 pillars with their hooks, and he overlaid their tops and their bands with gold, but their 5 sockets were of bronze. Exodus chapter 37. Construction continues. Now, Bezalel made the ark of acacia wood. Its length was 2.5 cubits, and its width 1.5 cubits, and its height 1.5 cubits. And he overlaid it with pure gold inside and out, and made a gold molding for it all around. He cast 4 rings of gold for it on its 4 feet, even 2 rings on one side of it, and 2 rings on the other side of it. He made poles of acacia wood, and overlaid them with gold. He put the poles into the rings on the sides of the ark to carry it. He made a mercy seat of pure gold, 2.5 cubits long, and 1.5 cubits wide. He made 2 cherubim of gold. He made them of hammered work at the 2 ends of the mercy seat, 1 cherub at the 1 end, and 1 cherub at the other end. He made the cherubim of 1 piece, with the mercy seat at the 2 ends. The cherubim had their wings spread upward, covering the mercy seat with their wings, with their faces toward each other. The faces of the cherubim were toward the mercy seat. Then he made the table of acacia wood, 2 cubits long and 1 cubit wide and 1.5 cubits high. He overlaid it with pure gold and made a gold molding for it all around. He made a rim for it of 1 handbreadth all around and made a gold molding for its rim all around. He cast 4 gold rings for it, and put the rings on the 4 corners that were on its 4 feet. Close by the rim were the rings, the holders for the poles to carry the table. He made the poles of acacia wood and overlaid them with gold to carry the table. He made the utensils which were on the table, its dishes and its pans and its bowls and its jars, with which to pour out drink offerings of pure gold. He made the lampstand of pure gold. He made the lampstand of hammered work, its base and its shaft, its cups, its bulbs, and its flowers were of 1 piece with it. There were 6 branches going out of its sides, 3 branches of the lampstand from the one side of it, and 3 branches of the lampstand from the other side of it. 3 cups shaped like almond blossoms, a bulb and a flower in 1 branch, and 3 cups shaped almond blossoms, a bulb and a flower in the other branch. So, for the 6 branches going out of the lampstand. In the lampstand, there were 4 cups shaped like almond blossoms, its bulbs and its flowers, and a bulb was under the first pair of branches coming out of it, and a bulb under the second pair of branches coming out of it, and a bulb under the 3rd pair of branches coming out of it, for the 6 branches coming out of the lampstand. Their bulbs and their branches were of 1 piece with it. The whole of it was a single hammered work of pure gold. He made its 7 lamps with its snuffers and its trays of pure gold. He made it and all its utensils from a talent of pure gold. Then he made the altar of incense of acacia wood, 1 cubit long and 1 cubit wide, square, and 2 cubits high. Its horns were of 1 piece with it. He overlaid it with pure gold, its top and its sides all around, and its horns, and he made a gold molding for it all around. He made 2 golden rings for it under its molding, on its 2 sides, on opposite sides, as holders for poles with which to carry it. He made the poles of acacia wood and overlaid them with gold. And he made the holy anointing oil and the pure, fragrant incense of spices, the work of a perfumer. Exodus chapter 38, verses 1 through 20. The tabernacle completed. Then he made the altar of burnt offering of acacia wood, 5 cubits long and 5 cubits wide, square, and 3 cubits high. He made its horns on its 4 corners, its horns being of 1 piece with it, and he overlaid it with bronze. He made all the utensils of the altar, the pails and the shovels and the basins, the flesh hooks and the fire pans. He made all its utensils of bronze, He made for the altar a grating of bronze network beneath. Under its ledge, reaching halfway up, he cast 4 rings on the 4 ends of the bronze grating as holders for the poles. He made the poles of acacia wood and overlaid them with bronze. He inserted the poles into the rings on the sides of the altar with which to carry it. He made it hollow with planks. Moreover, he made the laver of bronze with its base of bronze, from the mirrors of the serving woman who served at the doorway of the tent of meeting. Then he made the court. For the south side, the hangings of the court were of fine twisted linen, 100 cubits. There are 20 pillars and their 20 sockets, made of bronze. The hooks of the pillars and their bands were of silver. For the north side, there were 100 cubits. Their 20 pillars and their 20 sockets were of bronze. The hooks of the pillars and their bands were of silver. For the west side, there were hangings of 50 cubits with their 10 pillars and their 10 sockets. The hooks of the pillars and their bands were of silver. For the east side, 50 cubits. The hangings for the one side of the gate were 15 cubits, with their 3 pillars and their 3 sockets, and so for the other side. On both sides of the gate of the court were hangings of 15 cubits, with their 3 pillars and their 3 sockets. All the hangings of the court all around were of fine twisted linen. The sockets for the pillars were of bronze, the hooks of the pillars and their bands of silver, and the overlaying of their tops of silver. And all the pillars of the court were furnished with silver bands. The screen of the gate of the court was the work of the weaver, of blue and purple and scarlet material and fine twisted linen. And the length was 20 cubits, and the height was 5 cubits, corresponding to the hangings of the court. Their 4 pillars and their 4 sockets were of bronze. Their hooks were of silver, and the overlaying of their tops and their bands were of silver. All the pegs of the tabernacle and of the court all around were of bronze. The Gospel of Mark, Chapter 7. Followers of Tradition. The Pharisees and some of the scribes gathered around him when they had come from Jerusalem, or Yerushalayim, and had seen that some of his disciples, were eating their bread with impure hands, that is, unwashed. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they carefully wash their hands, thus observing the traditions of the elders. And when they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they cleanse themselves. And there are many other things which they have received in order to observe, such as the washing of cups and pitchers and copper pots. The Pharisees and the scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat their bread with impure hands?" And he said to them, "Rightly did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far away from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the precepts of men.' Neglecting the commandment of God, you hold to the tradition of men." He was also saying to them, "You are experts at setting aside the commandment of God in order to keep your tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and 'He who speaks evil of father or mother is to be put to death.' But you say, 'If a man says to his father or his mother, whatever I have, that would help you is Qurban, that is to say, given to God. You no longer permit him to do anything for his father or his mother, thus invalidating the word of God by your tradition, which you have handed down. And you do many things such as that. The heart of man. After he called the crowd to him again, he began saying to them, "Listen to me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside the man which can defile him, if it goes into him, but the things which proceed out of the man are what defile the man. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear." When he had left the crowd and entered the house, his disciples questioned him about the parable. And he said to them, "Are you so lacking in understanding also? Do you not understand that whatever goes into the man from outside cannot defile him, because it does not go into his heart, but into his stomach, and is eliminated? Thus he declared all foods clean." And he was saying, "That which proceeds out of the man, that is what defiles the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed the evil thoughts, fornications, thefts, murders, adulteries, deeds of coveting, and wickedness, as well as deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, and foolishness. All these evil things proceed from within and defile the man." The Syrophoenician woman. Jesus got up and went away from there to the region of Tyre. And when he had entered a house, he wanted no one to know of it, yet he could not escape notice. But after hearing of him, a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit immediately came and fell at his feet. Now, the woman was a Gentile of the Syrophoenician race, and she kept asking him to cast the demon out of her daughter. And he was saying to her, "Let the children be satisfied first, for it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." But she answered and said to him, "Yes, Lord, but even the dogs under the table feed on the children's crumbs." And he said to her, "Because of this answer, go. The demon has gone out of your daughter." And going back to her home, she found the child lying on the bed, the demon having left. Again, he went out from the region of Tyre and came through Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, within the region of Decapolis. They brought to him one who was deaf and spoke with difficulty, and they implored him to lay his hand on him. Jesus took him aside from the crowd by himself and put his fingers into his ears, and after spitting, he touched his tongue with the saliva, and looking up to heaven with a deep sigh, he said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And his ears were opened, and the impediment of his tongue was removed, and he began speaking plainly. And he gave them orders not to tell anyone. But the more he ordered them, the more widely they continued to proclaim it. They were utterly astonished, saying, "He has done all things well. He makes even the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak." God calling eventide. Day 48, February 17th. Practice peace. Jesus said, "Peace must fill your hearts and lives, and then you will find that ills and difficulties and sorrows and changes leave you unmoved. Practice that steadfast immobility, no matter what may threaten. This spirit of calm trust is the shield that turns aside the darts and stings of adversity. Practice it. Then you must seek to abide at the heart of the universe with me, at the center with me. There alone is changelessness and calm with me. Well, I'm just going to unpack generally today the completion of the tabernacle. What stood out to me were the colors. These were the colors that God had instructed Moses how to build and what to build, what materials and colors to use for the tabernacle, which was a shadow of what was in heaven. The blue represent the Holy Spirit, the purple represent royalty, majesty, and the scarlet represents the blood of Christ. What also stood out to me? The lampstand, the menorah, the seven spirits of God that are described in Revelation. This building of the tabernacle on earth was what was already existed, what already existed in heaven. The seven spirits of God, of the Holy Spirit, mentioned in Revelation, mentioned in the book of Proverbs. One of them being the spirit of discernment. And I think about this. I mean, we know what all this looks like now if we look at a menorah. But this was the first time. So God gave Bezalel the vision of what this all looked like. I'm wondering, did he see an angel? Is that how he knew how to hammer out the work for making the angels? Such a beautiful description. They didn't have cameras back then, obviously, so they had to be very descriptive with their words. And then Jesus, make the deaf to hear. In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 7, making the deaf to hear. You know, the different ways that Jesus healed, it wasn't always the same way, because he didn't want it to become a methodology. There were different ways that he healed. And he said in his word, I just do what the Father says, and I say what the Father says, and I do what I see the Father do. He was so entwined with the Father, so infused. He didn't do anything without the Father. And the power of the Holy Spirit showing us that have the power of the Holy Spirit being in His image and likeness, that we can do the same in His name. And then I love what He says about the heart. You know, I've met many in different circles. Doesn't matter where they are. Let them speak and you start to realize where their heart is. If you catch them in a lie, you know where their heart is. And you just pray for them, that God will show them, and they'll be delivered. For that's what God set us free from. He delivered us from the father of lies, Satan himself. We don't have to glorify Satan when we lie. We glorify the Lord when we're honest and truth. And sweet friend, before we go, if you do not know Jesus, this wonderful, wonderful Jesus who died just for you, and you would like to know Him as your very own Lord and Savior, would you please pray the following prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, I would like Jesus to come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Your word says in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10, that if I confess out loud, Jesus is my Lord, and believe in my heart, God raised him from the dead, I shall be saved. for it is with my heart that I believe and am justified, just as if I never sinned. And it is with my mouth that I confess and I am saved. Please, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Please be my Lord and my Savior. I repent for the wrong life I have lived until now. I choose you and will live for you all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I love you. In Jesus' name, amen. You are now his child. All heaven is jumping up and down and dancing because you received Jesus into your very own heart, sweet friend. Tell someone you just received Jesus and find a great Christian church and grow in him. He loves you and desires worship from your heart each and every day. You are so precious to him. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Blessings to you.